بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا تھیم فار دس ڈے از اسلامک پریئر. دا عربک ایکولنٹ ٹو دا پریئر از صلاۃ, اینڈ ان پرشین اور اردو اٹ از کالڈ نماز. سو پریئر اینڈ صلاۃ اینڈ نماز آر ون اینڈ دا سیم. یو نو دیر از اے حدیث. ان دس حدیث دا پروفٹ آف اسلام ہیز سیڈ دیٹ دیر آر فائیو پلرس آف اسلام. بنی الاسلام والا خمس, شہادت اللہ الہ الا اللہ وان محمد عبدہ ورسولہ واقام الصلاۃ وایتاء الزکاۃ والحج وصوم رمضان. آؤٹ آف دیز فائیو اسلامک پلرس ون از دی پریئر اور صلاۃ اور نماز. سو آئی ول ٹرائی ٹو ایکسپلین واٹ از صلاۃ. صلاۃ از اے موڈ آف ورشپ. ورشپ از دا بیسک ٹیچنگ آف اسلام. ورشپ مینس عبادت. دیر از اے حدیث دا پروفٹ آف اسلام ہیز سیڈ تعبد اللہ کانک تراہ. ڈو ورشپ ان such a way as though you are seeing God Almighty. So Salat is a worship and the most important aspect of Salat is that when you are involved in Salat, when you are engaged in Salat, when you perform salat in its letter and spirit with its inner content and its external content, then you feel that you are in the presence of God, in the presence of God. So prayer or salat is the most important teaching of the Islam. Now there is a hadith, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'minin. Namaz is the miraj of a believer. Miraj means ascension. So Namaz is like ascension because it brings you in the presence of God. Then there is a hadith, Al-Masajid Buyutul Muttaqin. The mosque is the house of pious people. It means that mosque is a center of taqwa. Mosque is a center of taqwa. Then the second caliph, Umar Farooq, has said, As-salatu imaduddin, man aqamaha aqamuddin, wa man hadamaha hadamuddin. It means that prayer or salat or namaz is the pillar of Islam. One who demolishes this pillar, he will demolish the whole edifice of Islam. By these references, you can understand the importance of namaz or salat. Now, let us go to the detail. Namaz begins from the call. That call, that is azan. In every mosque there is a muezzin. Muezzin calls and recites some kalima, some words. The first kalima of azan is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, namaz is obligatory for five times. The first namaz, that is Fajr, begins after the morning twilight. Then the second namaz, that is Zuhr, the time of the second namaz of Zuhr begins just after noon. Then the third namaz, that is Salat, the time of Asr, the time of Asr begins before the sunset, and the time of the fourth namaz, that is Maghrib, begins after the sunset, and the fifth namaz, that is Isha, the time of Isha begins after the evening twilight. This is the five. So namaz is obligatory for five times. In these prayers, the oft repeated word is Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is repeated in these five-time prayers no less than 250 times. So it is very important. Now, Allahu Akbar means God is great. It means that God is great and I am not great. God is great and I am not great. So this is the message of modesty. Modesty. The most important spirit of Salat or Namaz is modesty. Every believer must live in modesty. Arrogance is quite against the Islamic spirit. And modesty is just according to the Islamic spirit. Arrogance is un-Islamic and modesty is Islamic. So, first of all, namaz tries to inculcate the spirit of modesty in every believer. Then, before going to Salat, everyone makes wudu, volition. Wudu is like a mini bath. It is like a mini bath. You wash your hands and your legs and your face by water. So it is like a mini bath. After finishing the wudu, you say, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. O God, make me a purified person. So it is a dua. Externally, you wash your hands and your face, but internally, you do this dua. O God, purify my personality, purify my heart and minds. So wudu is an act of purification, not only your body, but your soul. Then, when you join the Salat, there are several words recited during the Salat. For example, in every Salat you recite Surah Al-Fatiha that begins from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It means all praise be to God Almighty, the Lord of the universe. So here you acknowledge the blessings of God. Here you acknowledge that God is your creator, God is your sustainer. God has provided you all those blessings that is called life support system. So Alhamdulillah means that you are acknowledging all those blessings and presenting your thanksgiving to God Almighty. Then, after reading some more verses from the Quran, you go to ruku, you bow your head before God. Then you do sajda. You put your head on earth. This is a symbol of surrendering before God. A symbol of submission. Submission is the essence of Salat. Submission is the universal religion. Submission is the religion of both man and the universe. The whole universe, all parts of the universe, all planets, all stars, and mountain and ocean, everything is submitted to God. Everything has is surrendering to God. So namaz is also an act of surrender, an act of submission. So when you perform ruku, when you perform sajda, so externally it is ruku or sajda, but internally it is surrender, it is submission. This is the spirit of salat. Then you recite some more kalamat, like Sami Allahu Liman Hamda, Allahu Akbar, and some parts of the Quran. And you perform several units like this. Namaz comprises several units. Some two units, some three units, some four units. So every believer perform namaz with these units. In the Salatul Fajr, in the morning prayer, there are two units, and in the Salatul Maghrib, that is just after sunset, there are three units. And in Zuhr and Asr and Isha, there are four units. This is the form of namaz. So there is a form of namaz, a complete form. But only form is not the whole namaz. In every namaz, in every salat, there are two aspects. Its outer form and its inner content. So inner content is taqwa. Fear of God. And in the outer content, there is ruku and sajda and qiyam. Qiyam and ruku or sajda are its outer form. And the inner form is taqwa, fear of God. There is a hadith, La salata liman lam yatakhasha. Only that namaz is namaz in which there is taqwa. It means that without taqwa, without fear of God, namaz is nothing. There is a hadith that one day the Prophet was sitting in the mosque of Medina. Then a Muslim came over there. He performed namaz, perhaps Salatul, perhaps Tahiyatul Masjid. Then he came to the Prophet and said, Assalamu alaikum. Prophet said, Irje fasalli fa innaka lam tasalli. It means that go back and perform again your namaz. You see, this person has already performed the namaz, but his namaz was only in its outer form, its external form, in the form of qiyam or ruku or sajda. But inner spirit was absent in his namaz. But the inner spirit was absent in his namaz. So the Prophet said, go back and perform your namaz again, because this kind of namaz will not be accepted by God. So then let us take the Salatul Jama'ah, that is congregational prayer. In every mosque you see that people gather over there, they perform namaz in congregational way. That is, one among those Muslims stands before on musalla and he leads the namaz, and all other Muslims follow this imam. So this is a great lesson. It means that if you are 10 person, if you are 10,000 or 10 lakh, you have to live life like this. This is a message of unity, message of organization. It means that you have to select one person as your leader, and all the other believers must follow this leader. Just like congregational prayer. You know, in congregational prayer, one imam is the leader, and all believers are standing behind him. All the believers except one take the seat behind that imam. This is the Islamic organization. This is the way of Islamic unity. You have to select one as your imam or leader, and every Muslim, every believer must follow this leader completely. This is the secret of unity. This is the method of organization. This is the true spirit of Islam. Then, in the end, when we complete namaz, so in the end, every Muslim says like this, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the last word of namaz. Now, what it means? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah means peace and blessing upon you. Peace be upon you and blessing of God be upon you. This is the last word of namaz. By saying this, the believer addresses all mankind, all those people who are living on this globe. It's not a simple recitation. It's not simple, a simple word. By saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, believers address all human beings, all men and women living on the globe. Explaining this great scholar, a great Muslim scholar, a great Islamic scholar has said, his name was Ibn Uyayna. So Ibn Uyayna says, do you know, Hal Tadrim As-Salam? Do you know what is saying As-Salam? What is the meaning of As-Salam? Yaqul, Anta Aminu Minni, Anta Aminu Minni. By saying this, the believers say, O people, you are safe from myself. I am not going to create any problem for you. So this is the namaz or salat. One who performs this salat with its literal spirit, with its inner content and its outer form. So it is but natural that he will live in his society. He must live in his society as a peaceful member. To Salat inculcate the spirit of peace, the spirit of love towards all human beings. Salat or namaz inculcates the spirit of taqwa, that is fear of God, that is accountability. Accountability. So Salat inculcate this spirit of accountability, spirit of taqwa, spirit of peace, spirit of intolerance. So those people who perform taqwa must live like this. They have to be, they have to live as a peaceful member of their society. They have to live a harmless member of their society. There is a verse in the Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar. In this verse you can find the definition of salat. It means that prayer keeps away from indecency and evil. Inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar. Prayer keeps away from indecency and evil. It is not an automatic result of salat. No. This verse gives us a criterion to judge the purity of salat. So this verse, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, is not in the sense that this quality is an automatic result. This quality comes as an automatic result of salat. No. It is a criterion. By this criterion you can judge every person's salat. Prayer keeps away from indecency and evil. So you have to see after salat one who performs salat in mosque and then he returned to his society, to his home, to his market. So you have to judge his salat by this criterion. If he lives as a person who keeps himself away from evil or indecency, who is living as a responsible person, who is living in the society as a God-fearing person, then he has performed the salat in true sense of the word. So this is the criterion. If this criterion is not fulfilled, then the Prophet of Islam says about that kind of people, irje fasalle fa innaka lam tusalli, go back and perform your salat again, because you failed to perform your salat in true sense of the word. So this is the true picture of salat. This is the true picture of prayer, true picture of Islamic prayer. Islamic prayer is not simply a ritual, a set of ritual. No. Although there are some form that may be seen as a ritual, but in fact, namaz is not a ritual. Namaz is a living practice. Namaz is a intellectual worship. It's very important to know that Islamic prayer is not a ritual or spiritless form. Islamic prayer is a living prayer. It is intellectual worship. Worship with its spirit, with worship with full consciousness. If your body is involved in Islamic prayer, but your mind is absent, then it is not prayer. You know, every human being has a body. At the same time, he has a mind. So mind and body, both must be involved in Islamic prayer. Bodily, you will perform the outer aspect of prayer. But intellectually, you must involve in prayer. At the time of prayer, you must think about God. You must think about the presence of God. You must think about the accountability. When you read some part of the Quran in your prayer, you must understand its meaning. For example, when you say in your prayer, Malik Yawmiddin, Lord of the Day of Judgment, where you say this, Lord of the Day of Judgment, you have to remember the day of judgment. You have to think about accountability. So it is very important. Prayer is a combination of mind and body. Prayer is a combination of external act and also internal spirit. So you have to pray with the both inner spirit and an external form. Without form, there is no worship. And at the same time, without spirit, there is no salat. So this is the true picture of salat or prayer or namaz. May God bless us to perform this salat in a right way. I would like to say a few words about the Islamic prayer, that is salat in Arabic and namaz in Persian. Islamic prayer or salat is the most important part of Islam. There is a hadith that Bain al-Adb Bain al-Kufr Tark al-Salah. It means that one who fails to perform salat, he is not a Muslim. Bain al-Adb Bain al-Kufr Tark al-Salah. One who fails to perform salat, he is not a Muslim. So salat or namaz is an integral part of Islam. There is no excuse. No excuse at all. Because there are some concessions. If you are ill, you are allowed to do tayammum rather than wudu. If you are weak, you are allowed to perform namaz without standing. So there are many, many concessions. So no one can present any excuse except one who is mad or his mind has failed, his memory is no more. In such instances, he is allowed not to perform namaz. Otherwise, there is no excuse. No excuse. But salat is not simply a set of rituals. No. Namaz is a living practice. Namaz is a intellectual worship with complete consciousness. So namaz is a combination of inner spirit and outer form, both. This is an issue of the Times of India, dated February 26th. Here you can see the caption. This is the first page of Time International. So here you can see a caption. Islam flourishes among black Americans. Islam flourishes among black Americans. This report is prepared by a Reuters reporter. So in this report, he says that why black Americans are embracing Islam. He has given some reason. And one reason, and the foremost reason is that, in his words, American Muslims are attracted to the disciplines of Islamic prayer. American Muslims are attracted to the disciplines of Islamic prayer. This is the reason why these Americans are embracing Islam. It is very important. This reminds me an event. Once an American professor visited Delhi. He also came to our center. It was Friday. This American was, he was a research scholar, and his theme was Islam. So I said to him that today it is Friday. If you want, you can visit the nearest mosque and join us in the Friday prayer, and you can experience namaz. I said to him that without being a Muslim, you can experience namaz. Without being a Muslim, you can experience namaz. So he was very happy, and he visited that mosque with me and joined with us in the Juma prayer. He was very much impressed. He said that this is a true worship. Other form of worship are like club exercises. So he was very much impressed by namaz. Then I will narrate a very interesting story. During the second caliph, Umar Farooq, Muslims entered Iran. So, at that time, there were no mosques in Iran. These Muslims used to perform their namaz in open field. That is congregational prayer. So, the Iranian general Rustam saw this scene, several times. After seeing this congregational prayer, he said, Akala Omaro Kavidi, Yalnabul Kalabal Adab. This event you can find in the Muqaddama Ibn Khaldun. So Rustam said, Akala Omaro Kavidi, Yalnabul Kalabal Adab. It means, Umar is a great headache for me. Umar creates a headache for me. He teaches discipline to his men. This was the impression of Rustam, the commander of Iranian army. So, namaz, I mean congregational prayer, is very impressive scene for anyone. I think that this is very unique. In every religion, there is no such kind of prayer. Then, although there is a discipline, you see, the call, that is azan, and qiyam, and ruku, and sujood, by following a leader, all these things are, look like a very impressive discipline. But there is a point. This discipline is not simply a form. This discipline is not a mechanical discipline. It is not a robot discipline. It is a discipline performed by human being. So, it is a living discipline. Is it an intellectual discipline? I can say that namaz is a culture of discipline. Namaz is a complete system of ethics. Salat ethics, you can say it, Salat ethics. Namaz provides us a complete system of ethics. In this sense, I can say that namaz is a complete culture. You may call it Salat culture. So Salat culture is not simply a set of some rituals or some outer forms. It is a living discipline. Salat discipline is an outcome of faith, fear of God, sense of accountability. This is the inner spirit of Salat. A man who realizes that there is a God, all powerful, the sustainer, the Lord of the universe. After this realization, he wants to worship him. He wants to surrender before him. This spirit is translated into form of namaz. Namaz is an expression of this discovery or this realization. Faith is a discovery. Faith is a great realization. So when this faith or this discovery or this realization translates into a form, it is called namaz. So namaz or salat culture is a beautiful combination of inner spirit and outer form. In its inner content, in its inner content, it is realization of God. In its outer form, it is a natural way of worship. So it is a beautiful combination of natural way of worship and inner spirit of God's realization. It was this Salat culture that was secret of that unity we see in the Muslims of early period. This kind of spirit and this kind of unity is great power, great source of strength. Then there is a verse in the Quran, Istainu bis-sabr was-salah. Istainu bis-sabr was-salah. Seek help of God by salat and sabr, prayer and patience. This Quranic verse tells us that sabr is also a part of namaz. Sabr is also a part of namaz or Islamic prayer. Why? Namaz or Islamic prayer requires great concentration, great concentration. And without sabr or patience, you cannot attain this kind of concentration. You know, in this life, every time, every time there are distractions, every time. So you have to save yourself from these distractions. And it is sabr or patience that gives you the strength by which you can restrain yourself from being a victim of those distractions. So, the formula is that a true salat requires complete concentration. Complete concentration can be attained only by saving yourself from all kind of distraction. And it is sabr or patience that gives you that kind of strength. Only by sabr you can save yourself from distractions. So in this sense, sabr is an integral part of salat. In this sense, sabr or patience is an integral part of salat or Islamic prayer. It is very important. There are several verses in the Quran in which God has bracketed sabr with salat. Istainu bis sabr was salat. There are several verses in the Quran in which God has bracketed sabr with salat. And this is the secret of this. If you have no sabr, then you are doomed to be distracted. Without sabr, you will live in distractions. And when you are living in distractions, you cannot concentrate the inner spirit to the inner spirit of salat. So everyone who wants to perform true salat, he must keep sabr or patience. Both are integral part to each other. Then there is a verse in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. It means that successful are those who observe khushu in their salat. Here you can see that khushu or God fearing is very important part of salat. Salat, khushu is the inner spirit of salat. Khushu means fear of God. So fear of God is the inner spirit of namaz or Islamic prayer. So one who keeps fear of God in his salat, he is a successful person. Without khushu, there is no true salat. And without true salat, there is no success. According to the Quran, namaz is the key to the paradise. Qalu lam nako minal musallin. It means that only those people will find entry into paradise who were performing their salat in this world. But what kind of salat? It doesn't mean that salat in only salat as a ritual, the form. No. That is underestimation of salat. If we take salat as a rituals, if we take salat as a form, it is a reduced form of salat. This kind of salat is a reduced form of salat. Because inner spirit is an integral part of salat or namaz. So it is true that salat is a key to find paradise. But here salat doesn't mean that, doesn't mean this in the sense of rituals or form. No. This salat, the salat that is key to find God, is that salat which is a combination of form as well as the inner spirit. There are numerous hadith and ayat or Quranic verses which tell us the detail of salat. The Prophet of Islam has said, Sallu kamar ayatumuni usalli. You perform salat as you see myself performing salat. So the present form of salat is prophetic form. The companions of the Prophet saw Prophet's salat and they followed it. Then the companions of the companion saw the salat of the companion and they followed it. Then generation after generation, people used to follow this form. So the form we now follow is the form of Prophet without any perversion, without any slightest perversion. So the form is preserved in its originality, and then the spirit of salat you can see in Quran and Hadith. Quran and Hadith tell us all those things that is spirit of salat. Now I would like to give a demonstration. By seeing this, you can understand what is salat. The inner spirit of salat is not demonstrable. No one can give a demonstration of the inner spirit. But at least its form can be demonstrated. So here I would like to give a demonstration of salat or namaz or Islamic prayer. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنہ وفی الآخرۃ حسنہ وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسل ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة انك لا تخلف الميعاد. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. اللهم حفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.